This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, beloved, welcome to the Daily Devotional today. And I'm so grateful to Graham Lindsay for providing me with this wonderful music that he's written. We're looking today at Romans, the sixth chapter, and we're going to begin from verse 20, and this is what it says. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. But what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now, you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, we all used to do stuff that we're not proud of. Sometimes we still do stuff that we're not proud of. We're not proud of it because it should be the old way of life. It should have been gone. It shouldn't be there anymore. And I constantly pray, Lord, where I am failing, Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, you would bring salvation to that part of me. You know, it comes to my mind. What we need to do now and again, and this breaks me down, just saying these words. What we need to do now and again is to say, Father, shine your torch in every tiny part of my life, and that which is not pleasing to you, I pray in Jesus' name, you rid it from me. You take it away from me. And Lord, bring me the light of your salvation. I believe that's what we should be praying intently, beloved, all the time. We should be praying that the Lord would bring the light of his salvation into the darkest recesses of our lives. That is how we are going to strive toward purity. Paul says, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And that is absolutely correct. You see, when we were slaves to sin, when we didn't care, when we hadn't given our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we hadn't made that commitment to him, we could do what we wanted. We were no threat to the evil one. There was no threat at all. But the second we turned our eyes toward Jesus, then we became a threat to the evil one. He had lost someone else. You see, if you do nothing in life, if you do nothing at all in life and you do not turn your eyes toward Jesus and you live a good life and you live a wonderful life and you're generous and thoughtful, but you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I am here to testify because of what the Bible says, you will not go to glory. You see, the only way to glory, the only way to get there, is to commit your heart and your mind and your soul and your body to the Lord Jesus Christ and invite him into your heart. That is the only way. For Jesus said these words in the John's Gospel, the sixth chapter. He said these words. There is only one way. There is only one way to know God. And that is through Jesus Christ. He said these words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When I look at my life and the way my life was going before I knew Jesus as my Lord and Savior, when I turned my back on him and walked away, I cannot tell you. It was disaster after disaster after disaster after disaster. And now, with him, it's so much better. He brings compassion into my heart. He brings love into my heart. He brings the power of forgiveness into my heart. He brings that trusting nature that I needed so that I can trust in him. Paul says, and what was the result when you were slaves to sin and free from the obligation to do right? What was the result, says Paul? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness, that result in eternal life. And if you look back on your life, as I was doing just then, Paul says you are now ashamed of those things that you used to do. But beloved, there's something that's important here. Perhaps we were ashamed, perhaps we are ashamed. But God Almighty says these words, as far as the east is from the west, our sins have been forgiven, as long as we ask him for forgiveness. This is the only way, beloved. This is the only way to know Jesus. Just to know him in our lives, just to have him living within our hearts, it is the only way to know Jesus, and that is through forgiveness. But there's a two-way street here. We have to forgive. As he has forgiven us, we have to forgive. We have no choice. There is no choice. If we want the Lord to forgive us, then we need to forgive others. My dad, when he was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1967, bear this in mind, he'd been preaching the Word of God from the pulpit for 30 years, yet he did not know the Holy Spirit. And when he became baptized in that wonderful Holy Spirit, when his life completely changed, I'm here to testify that my dad spent many years looking back and wishing he hadn't done what he'd done. He wishes that he had known about the Holy Spirit then. And so his life, toward the end of his life, was full of regret. And I kept saying to him, Dad, there is no regret in having the Holy Spirit in your life. There is no regret in Jesus being in your heart. There is no regret. Why? Because of the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of his grace. God's unmerited favor on our lives. We cannot regret. Okay, we can look back if we must. And when we look back and we see the things that we were doing, we know this. From then to now is completely different. There is a new beginning. There is a new beginning in Christ because of his grace, because of his forgiving power, because of his love in our lives. And if you take it and accept exactly what I'm saying here, and you accept that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you accept his love. And his love pours into your life. And that is really knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. As I'm bringing you this word, I'm sensing that someone listening to this broadcast, either by Worship Radio 247 or the Podbean site itself, our podcast site, whatever it is, wherever it is you're listening, you could be listening on Facebook. But I believe this. You're feeling that you are failing him. You're feeling that you are failing the Lord because of the sin in your life. Well, I want you to do one thing with me, and that is to pray that he would generate that shining torch into the dark recesses of your heart, that he would search out all that is wrong. He would point it out to you, and you would then make a decision that you want to turn your life completely to Jesus and not hold back anything. You see, oftentimes we hold things back. We say, Lord, no, you can't have that bit because I like that bit. I know it's wrong, but I like it. But now Jesus says, this is the time when you hand it all over to me and you say that you want me to be Lord of your life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. It is free, beloved. Eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And all we've got to do is acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior. All we've got to do is say, yes, Lord, shine your torch. Will you join me? I would love you to say these words with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Lord God, I'm sorry for the things that I have done wrong. I ask you to forgive me. Father God, shine your torch into the darkest recesses of my life and fix what is wrong, Lord. Banish anything that is not of you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life again and make me brand new. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Just know this, beloved. That is what God is doing right now. If you have prayed that prayer with me, then I just want you to allow God to do his work. I'd love you to send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say these words, it was me. And then myself and the prayer team, headed up by Mags, can pray for you and ask the Lord to protect you. And we give you glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all you are doing in our lives. Amen and amen.